This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault. And this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Hey, somebody got shot at Gilpin Court. Now, hang on a second. I know I've got my shocked and surprised face somewhere around. God. Darn it, what did I do with it? Well, anyway, all right, so the Richmond Police Department reporting at 2:25 this afternoon, a man was shot at Gilpin Court. No further information is available. You know what the solution to that is? I mean, I'm just spitballing here. I think you should just change the name of Gilpin Court, right? That's what the answer is. Come on, what are we waiting for? I have no idea what you should rename it, but obviously it's the name. It's Gilpin. Come on, just rename it. It'll all stop. It'll all be better. Taking a look at our James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, this is Ann from RVA. Not only does the Carrytown section overall not welcome ICE, Penzi's Spices has on their website they don't want to sell to Republicans. It's posted on their... I know. That's why I wouldn't buy anything from those folks. Nothing. Nothing. Not interested. I'm very happy to hear you don't want my money, because we do a lot of cooking in our house. And we buy a lot of spices. A lot of spices. And I am very happy to purchase from people who care about me and who like me. This is the twisted thing about some businesses staking out political points of view. I don't know what it is that you sell, but in large part, whatever you sell is probably desired by both Republicans and Democrats. I sell cars, Jeff. Okay. Do Republicans drive cars? Yes, they do. Do Democrats drive cars? Yes, they do. Do you want to stake out a political position, or would you like to sell as many cars as possible? Right? Coffee mugs? I think everybody on some level probably enjoys something in a mug. Could be coffee, could be tea, might be soup, might be broth. I don't know. But you could be a Republican or a Democrat. You're going to buy a mug. You're going to buy plates. You're going to buy all, right? You have a kitchen? Of course you do. Do you do a lot of cooking? Well, we don't do as much as we would like to. Okay, well, then it may not impact you. But if you are like the Katz family, which is a family that does a lot of cooking, you are constantly buying different types of spices, because we are always creating dishes or experimenting or finding a new recipe. And if you're the spice company that says, hey, we don't want to sell to you, that's fine. I'm taking my money and going elsewhere. It's not, you know, no harm, no foul, I guess. But I don't know why you would intentionally alienate 50% of your customer base. That's all. That's it. Jeff, if the store operator actually leases the shop space, they don't own the land or the building, is it really theirs to limit ICE entry? No, it's not. No, it's not. Dave says, Jeff, a question for those businesses who have the no ICE signs, ICE not welcome here. What happened to that whole no one is above the law thing? I thought to them that only applies to President Trump. You know what? I just realized, Germ, people may not realize exactly what I'm referencing or what these fine folks are referencing. Germ, can you do that? Just play the clip. Now, this is from Channel 12. Last night, the night before. Let's take a listen to that clip, please.
Well, a surge of Richmond area businesses sending a joint message to ICE agents. They're putting up this sign reading, ICE is not welcome here. The distributors of the signs estimate they've given out hundreds of them. But as one immigration lawyer tells us, the rules regarding this issue are tricky. Maggie Glass explains.
You don't have to walk very far down Carytown to see a business with a sign like this in their store. The owner of this business tells me she put the sign here to let everyone know, regardless of their immigration status, they're welcomed into her store.
A lot of people are frightened to go out and do their daily routine, to go and have fun and to be out because they're afraid that they may possibly not come home or that a family member may not come home. So I think it's important to kind of just let people know, hey, we understand that this is happening. We don't want it to happen here.
Thea Brown's store, World of Mirth, just one among a handful within a few-minute walk of each other, asserting they know their rights. To check what exactly a business's rights are if ICE enters, we reached out to a local immigration attorney.
They're not allowed in private areas of people's homes. They're not allowed in private areas of a business. But they are allowed to be in places where people have given up their right to privacy. Essentially, any place that's a public space, they're allowed to be in.
Isaac Adams explains public spaces could be the dining room of a restaurant or the lobby of a law firm. Private spaces, on the other hand, are places such as a locked office. For ICE agents to enter a restricted area, they would need a judicial warrant.
Most of that time, ICE is operating without a judicial warrant. They may have ICE administrative warrants, but those aren't signed by a judge. They don't give them authorization to enter into homes. They don't give them authorization to enter into the private areas of a business.
Now, if a business invites ICE agents into its store, then those limitations can be thrown out. What no one has the right to do, Adams says, is intervene when ICE agents are correctly operating under the authority as law enforcement officers.
You can get in trouble if you step over the line.
Since the start of this year until June, ICE made around 3,300 arrests in Virginia. I asked Brown what she would do if ICE did come to her shop.
We would do what we can to hold them at the door and kind of go from there.
In Richmond, Maggie Glass, 12 on your side.
Yeah, God help you. Boy, I don't know who that woman is. She's like, I must be the Mirth mistress. The mistress of Mirth? The managing Mirthapalooza? Is Mirthapalooza coming back this year? Germ, do we have any information on Mirthapalooza 87? It should be back, right? I'm running low. Well, you know how it is. You get a text from your bride. Hey, Jeff, on the way home, pop into Wawa, get half and half milk and, a quart of Mirth. We're low on Mirth. We need Mirth for the menu tonight. Whatever we're making. We're making that chicken a la Mirth. You don't want to miss out on the Mirth. We need sumac and we need Mirth.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
World of mirth. Ugh, okay. She's going to limit ICE from coming in her store. Ma'am, I don't think you have enough adult coloring books to actually, you know, brace the door against law enforcement professionals. I mean, I guess you're welcome to try. It's just silly. Just silly. We, you know, we're conservatives. You know, people go out and they can't enjoy life. They're criminals, ma'am. How many criminals do you invite into your mirth emporium there to sit on the mirth-filled chairs? That's what I want to know. So are you actively inviting criminals into the store? This is what my concern would be if I were traveling anywhere and I saw a sign like that that said, ICE not welcome here. Then my personal sense would be, oh, that is a store that is much more interested in catering to criminals than catering to me. And whatever it is that you're selling, I am pretty sure that I could find it elsewhere, even mirth. So you're welcome, I suppose, to put up a stupid sign. And I, as a potential customer, am welcome to see that sign, read that sign, and realize you're not the store for me. And I don't know, maybe we're both happy. But, you know, when push comes to shove, Madam Mirth, or Mirth Madam, if, in fact, law enforcement needs to get a bad guy, and that bad guy is in your store, I don't care how many things you've got piled up there. I don't care how many cases of mirth you're busy unloading. Or does mirth come by the gallon? I don't know. You know, I always get confused. But anyway, it doesn't matter what it is that you're doing with your mirth. Because law enforcement will move heaven and mirth to get the bad guy. It's pretty straightforward, actually. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.